From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Our very own Leslie Rutledge has been picked by her peers to chair the Republican Attorneys General Association, a major fundraising organization in part. You join me on the telephone line right now. Thanks a lot for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on, Jacob. I'm excited to talk about this and great things that we're doing here in Arkansas as well.
This is maybe your predecessor's work that I'm about to refer to right now, but the association was the top contributor for the Virginia Attorney General's race, which Republicans lost to the Democrat there. What's your general take on, you know, maybe like a mini Democratic wave from the elections earlier this month?
Well, we are evaluating the Virginia race and seeing what we need to do to make sure that our good candidates, like we had in Virginia, John Adams, who a former federal prosecutor, a stellar background, Navy veteran, running against an incumbent, Mark Herring. What we saw in Virginia is that Virginia is a dark blue state, that the vote turnout in Northern Virginia, which is where most of the folks who have traditionally, over the last 8 years, have worked in government, have moved to. It's a very, very dark blue area, and Fairfax County, Loudoun County, those places in Northern Virginia are just dark blue, and they turned out the vote. I don't think it's indicative of what we're going to see in 2018. We have 30 races across the country for attorneys general in 2018. As the chair, I'll be working with the other members of the executive committee and the staff to ensure that we have the resources, that we have the message, that we are recruiting good candidates who can defend the rule of law, to uphold the Constitution, to push back and to carry out lawsuits, go after criminals, con artists, and bad businesses, just as I do here in Arkansas, as well as the overreaching federal government. If the federal government overreaches and encroaches on states' rights, whether it's this administration or future administrations, we will handle it just as we did during Obama's presidency and hold the federal government accountable.
You've got to raise a lot of money to do that. I believe the Republican Attorneys General Association has raised about $14 million so far through 2017. Just generally, this is kind of a money and politics question, but raising all that money, how do you avoid the appearance of trying to appease donors in exchange for donations, campaign contributions?
Well, I think that you can look at any of these organizations and who attends them and look at the role of the attorneys general, and we hold businesses accountable, whether it's a home warranty business, whether it's a public utility. We will hold people accountable if they harm Arkansans, if they harm consumers across the country. So it really plays no role into what we do in our official capacity. It's the role of the Republican AGs is to help elect other Republican AGs, to help reelect incumbents, and that's what we focus on. We do have a policy arm known as the Rule of Law Defense Fund, which focuses on policy of the organization of the attorneys general. But it has, you know, whether or not someone gives money, it doesn't impact the role of AGs across the country any more than it impacts me as the Attorney General of Arkansas. If you're a bad person or a bad business, I'm going to come after you. I don't care who you have supported and not supported.
The Attorney General's office here in Arkansas is, of course, being kept busy at all times. How do you balance your role as chair of the Republican Attorneys General Association with your duties here at home?
I have continued to travel to all 75 counties. Later today, I'll be in Faulkner County, which will be my 75th county to visit this year, holding roundtables. I will continue doing the work of handling all the lawsuits, issuing opinions, protecting consumers on rate cases, going after those Medicaid fraud. So it will be nothing taken away from my time to the official capacity. It will take away from my time in any free time that I might have. And so sure, whether it's I'm traveling on weekends or spending time away from my family would be the only time it would take away. But in today's world of technology, I'm able to conduct business from anywhere across the state and across the country. And so we'll continue doing that work. I can assure Arkansans that they are my number one priority as the Attorney General of Arkansas.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. You have a great day, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.